You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready just to go to the phones?
I say we just do it.
All right, then let's start.
Fill up those other lines, though. Call us.
Here's TJ. Hello, TJ. Welcome. Well, you know, we've had a really good morning so far. What about you? What's been the big thing with your morning? What'd you have for breakfast?
We had bagel, egg and cheese, bacon, egg and cheese bagel sandwiches.
I'm not mad at that.
Whoa.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
What kind of bagel? Was it an everything bagel?
It was just plain. It was for me and the kids. They don't like the everything.
Oh, that's the only way to go. The everything bagel.
Are you making this at home or are you getting it out and about?
Yeah, I make it at home. I have two kids I have to drop off at two separate parts of Denver for school before I go to work.
Well, your dad on duty. That's great. Good for you.
Yeah.
What a great breakfast, too. Now, where do you go to work?
I work for the United States Postal Service.
I never heard of them.
All right.
No, I haven't either. Not very big.
Yeah.
Are you making the rounds, delivering, or are you working in the facility?
I'm a city carrier, so I'm like walking downtown and delivering mail.
It's good. I bet you're in good shape, aren't you?
The legs are, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Solid calves, man. Solid calves.
Oh, that's funny. All right, listen, for everyone who's on hold, and there's a bunch of people on hold, here's what we always request, that even if TJ wins, don't hang up, because we still want to come talk to you whether you can win the prize or not. If you hang up, it means they only love us for the prize. So don't do that. TJ, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, then you should be able to get this one, I hope. 10 seconds, based on something we were talking about in the trending report. I think they called it the butter board. Give us five things that you butter. Ready and go.
All right, you got bagels, you got bread, you got muffins, you've got butter. A lobster count? I don't know.
Time's up! Oh! All four of those would have counted, yeah.
Corn on the cob.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking that and waffles for some reason, but I didn't
sure,
want
to. Sure, waffles, pancakes, of
waffles,
course.
Absolutely.
Oh, TJ.
What did I do?
Well, you ruined it.
What have I
you
done?
You ruined it.
Shakes fist at sky.
Just turn around and go home now.
Yeah.
I'm calling out.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm so glad you called. Careful on your rounds today, my friend, and thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you, guys. You have a good day.
See you, buddy.
All right, you as well.
Good meeting you.
We have very nice listeners, don't we?
Yep.
Here comes Megan. Megan, what are you up to today?
I am on my way into work. I teach at the School of Mines.
Ooh, fancy.
Oh, very good. What are you teaching?
Yeah, what do you teach?
Introduction to Computer Science.
Doesn't seem that hard.
This is a mouse. This is a keyboard. Here's the return button. Here's the backspace.
Control-Alt-Delete gets you out of some bad situations.
Give us an idea of something one might learn in Introduction to Computer Science.
So we just started covering the differences between cache memory storage and register memory storage and the CPU cycle of fetch, decode, execute.
Cash me outside.
How about that?
Cache memory is like short-term memory, right? Right? It goes away, yeah. What was the other ones?
Registers.
Registers.
Basically, they're very small memory spaces that the computer uses for, like, addition problems or the qualities.
All right.
I like it.
What was the other one? The CPU what?
CPU cycle. So basically your computer needs to know what to do next. So it fetches its next task and then decodes and executes it.
Look at that. Thank you
for
that.
This is all just in the introduction.
Yeah, this is day one here.
It's all about the cash.
Catch me outside. How about that?
That's right. Do you have any students in your class? Are you teaching it, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You just know right now they're not going to pass?
I'm not going to say that about anybody.
Oh, come on. You can.
Please.
You know, please. Right? Already you're like, this person's not going to pass at all.
No, I mean,
they don't know their CPU from their RAM.
And then again, you also probably have people that first day of class, you're like, this person is brilliant.
Yeah.
This is.
They could be teaching this class. I'm taking a break.
This is the greatest computer mind of all time. You know, I was just listening to
a lot of questions that I don't even know.
Oh, that's good. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I was just listening to a podcast yesterday. It's one of my very favorite podcasts. It's the Lex Fridman podcast. And he was talking to Ray Kurzweil. He's the guy who wrote The Singularity Is Near. And anyway, they're talking about when computer intelligence reaches the stage where we meld with them. It's kind of like the Neuralink that Elon Musk is working on. But it's really fascinating conversation. And he's pretty sure that it'll be by the year 2045, we will be melded with. And I'm not talking about the melding that we have now by holding a phone in our hands. I'm talking about they will actually
implants in your brain.
Yeah, we will be interfacing with computers in
our
brains.
You'll have chips in your body.
Yeah. I can see the possibility. I'm not sure everyone will go for it.
No, everyone won't go for it. But
the people who don't, I think, are going to be left behind.
Isn't the AI, the artificial intelligence, is what we're supposed to really be worried about, though? Not massive world war, but the AI is going to take over and kill us all.
Hollywood gives AI a bad rap. We're not really anywhere near that.
You don't know.
I agree. We use so much AI
though.
Right now, it's like ridiculous. People don't even know how much AI is being
used. Until the AI takes over and shuts the electricity down. And
well, you know what? Who's to say it wouldn't be a better world run by AI?
Not if they shut the electricity off and shut the water down.
I'm talking
about computers shut everything
over.
Down.
Let humans go extinct. Let the AIs take over. It'll probably be a better planet.
It could be.
So you're on Ultron's side then.
Whatever that means. Is that a movie?
That's from one of the Avengers movies. There was a robot who wanted to kill everybody.
Dom hates those movies.
I'm not a cartoon.
He's not a comic book guy.
I'm not a comic book movie guy. Anyway, you know, Megan, you're delightful. Let's play some Rattle Off and see how you do.
Let's do it.
All right, 10 seconds. You can let your mind wander with this, Megan.
Ooh.
And again, a reminder to everybody who's on hold, if she gets it, don't hang up. Megan, 10 seconds. 5 things you should not flush down your toilet. 5 things you should never flush down your toilet. Ready, and go!
Your phone, your toothbrush, a pad, your toothpaste, and toilet paper roll.
I'm not going to accept any of those. I don't think you got it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
winner! A little crazy.
Good job, Megan.
I was looking for things like a nuclear weapon, a bowling ball.
A tennis ball.
A bed.
A pot roast.
Megan, you're charming and you're a winner. Hold on so Josh can come back and tell you about your melting pot certificate, okay?
Thank you, boys.
Bye, Megan.
Well, you're welcome, Megan. Thanks for listening.
Oh, sweet.
So, 2 people did hang
up. Good, good, good.
Shame on them. Connie and Felicia did not, however, which means Connie loves us for who we are.
Hi, Connie.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm driving into work.
Which is what?
St. Joe's Hospital. I work in high-risk OB.
You're a good human.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
Anybody in healthcare, just superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
What do you do for fun? You got to decompress a little bit, right?
Let's see. I've got 2 kids. I'm in school. My husband's in school. So we do some snowboarding. We did some paddle boarding. We do some bachata and salsa dancing with my husband. And
yeah, you do. That is sexy.
Cool.
That's how Dom and I start our morning sometimes, is we go out in the hall and do a little salsa dancing. And
you bet.
Just to get pumped for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Get that blood flow going, right?
It's worked wonders for us.
Can you tell when you listen to the show?
It's brought us closer together.
Mm-hmm. But what Jeremy doesn't know is when he's done, I shut the camera off or whatever, and then I do the forbidden dance.
Yeah, he does. I've seen them. I've snuck around the corner.
What was that called? The Lambada? Is that right?
I don't think that's what they call it.
Wasn't that the forbidden dance? Hold on.
It's not the one I'm thinking of that you do.
Yeah, the forbidden dance, the Lambada.
Okay.
Look it up.
It's disguised as the Lambada, perhaps.
Yeah, here we go.
It's really not. It's a lot of hip. It's a lot of hip thrusting. It's a lot of thrusting and eye contact.
Well, they also say it has a lot of spicy lyrics and movements.
You're a spicy lyric.
Connie, I'm so glad you held. thanks for all you do with healthcare. Although I will tell you that the show I watched last night was one of those British murder mystery shows.
Hello.
I really like it. It's called Endeavor. And the murderer turned out to be one of the nurses on the ward.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Don't murder, Connie. Don't murder anyone today.
Do your best, okay?
We won't murder any babies.
You are delightful. Thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Bye, Connie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Try to call tomorrow to play Rattle Off since you didn't get a chance to play today. You too, Felicia. You can call back tomorrow to play the game. You know that, right?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
In the meantime, what are you doing today?
Oh, I'm hanging out with my partner. We're going to go get some breakfast before I go into work this afternoon.
Oh, that sounds nice.
We're going to judge you on your breakfast choice. What's it going to be?
Okay, so we're going to Waffle House, and I know this isn't really like a breakfasty type, but I like to get their cheesesteak melt.
Yum. I want that.
Yeah, it is so good.
Can I get that on top of a waffle?
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. I have something new to try.
Yeah, go in there and blow their minds today. Be like, give me the cheesesteak on top of a waffle.
Wrap the waffle around it.
And then smother it in melted cheese.
And syrup.
And then deep fry it.
Oh, my God. Okay. That might be a little too far.
Nothing.
And then roll it in a pizza.
Nothing is too far.
Yum. No, but really, do the cheesesteak on top of the waffle and then send us a picture of it, okay? I want to see
that.
Please.
Oh, definitely. I will do that.
Sounds good.
You know what? As far as you know, Waffle House might name it after you. Like, this is the Felicia.
I've always wanted a sandwich waffle named after me.
See?
The Felicia. Y'all take the Felicia.
You gotta be careful how you say it.
You really do.
Right.
So you're talking about your partner. Where did you meet your partner?
On a dating app.
Well, that's what they're there for.
We gotta know which one.
Yeah. It was called Her.
Ooh la la.
Describe that. What is Her?
So Her is it's a lesbian dating app for those who struggle to find other lesbians around town. You know, it's pretty hard in a city that's so big. So it just made it easier to
So what find like people. What caught your eye?
She was very charming on her profile.
Charming.
Give us an example.
Well, she's very into culinary. She loves cooking. She has the most amazing recipes. And I had her cook for me on it was like our second date. And after that,
you were done.
You were sold.
You were a smitten kitten.
Done. That's all it was. Done.
Dunzo. What did she make?
Let's see. It was fried pork chops. Yeah. Mashed potatoes, and I think it was sweet peas, and she put bacon in the sweet peas. It was
phenomenal. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I want to date her.
Gretchen will chop up little pieces of bacon and put it in the green beans. I mean, that's similar to that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So well, you know what? You should have your partner. Yeah, right. You should have your partner try to make at home that waffle cheesesteak thing.
Oh, my goodness. See, I just have so many ideas now from getting on the phone with you guys. I'm going to try all of this.
Now, this is why you listen to your boys in the morning, right?
Oh, of course.
Right.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, you're nice. I like you.
You're a good person, Felicia. Yep. We enjoyed talking to you a lot. So call us back tomorrow if you actually want to... if you want to play Rattle Off, call us back tomorrow, though, okay?
I will do that. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Drive carefully. Enjoy the Waffle House.
Have a good morning.
This morning.